Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first.
Yeah, gotta calm down. We fancy now.
Hey,
We
why I got zeros in the corner?
are. I don't know.
Oh,
Listen,
I'm not too smooth.
everybody that is watching, this is a brand new podcast. This is the Strike Season podcast. And why is it Strike Season podcast? Because for me, anytime after December is strike season, whether it be FAMU softball, FAMU baseball,
Right.
basketball, any of the sports in the springtime. And if I'm gonna be honest, be out day, half a luau,
This
all the things that we did
Kapalua.
in the spring.
He
In
said
the
Kapalua.
You brought it
Jesus.
back.
You
Man,
have
you
not
saw
lived
his
until you have
knees.
partied on a farm. They don't
That
have
blonde
capital
lady, must not be home.
unless
She
you
must not
unless
be
I just don't
home because
care.
you talking reckless to
Okay.
them.
I don't care. The way she talked to me last night was disrespect. The text message she sent me. The disrespect. So,
Already. Disrespect 7 and 9.
it started at 7:45 this morning. Oh,
Nah,
but
it started last night when she was talking bad about your pregnancy and she
yes,
was
sir.
digging up on them butts like
He
that
did. He
last
gonna
night.
cry. He gonna cry when he
Look how
goes.
sad he look, y'all. Look how sad he look. He gonna cry in the car.
The gonna cry in the shower. Yeah.
The one that's really sad is TP.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He not coming on tonight?
No, he comes on Thursdays. He comes on Thursdays.
Oh yeah, because he got glasses on him.
Yeah, and I don't listen. I've dealt with Marlo for most of my life.
I have not said a
Losing to
thing.
Marlo is never good.
That
Marlo
is
is a
not
terrible
true.
winner and a poor loser.
That is not true. I am a very mild winner, and I hate. And You it's a show up signed to the jersey too
podcast
by
in a
the kicker
Buccaneers
who
hat
missed the
and a
field goal.
jersey.
And standing
Lie.
on business
That's
too.
all I'm saying.
That's the bad thing about it.
I
That's
just, I was trying to start this podcast in peace. We got guests. I'm trying not to show out.
every Tuesday you start lying.
This is
Hey,
crazy.
y'all.
Well, again, we have, and I always say it wrong. We have Tachi. Did I say it right? To
Touche.
say,
No.
see, I
Shade.
said it wrong.
Touche.
Because, listen, y'all got to forgive me. I'm from South
Whoa.
St. Pete. If I get
And
into
no,
like,
you
you
from South
know,
St.
nah,
Pete.
bro, I'm from
I
Quincy,
say
Florida, and
black.
I knew that with the
He
shade.
has
Don't do that.
standards. Just saying.
Apparently, everybody from South St. Pete ain't got standards because some of us know how to hold our liquor. I'm just gonna, oh
I'm
yeah.
from
Anyway.
Dallas, so I got my own, I got my own accent.
Well, Ashley and Tashay, we have from Fang Exchange.
Hey,
See ya.
y'all.
What's up, y'all?
Oh.
We
The
here.
longest introduction ever.
For everybody.
Y'all, everybody troublemakers on there. Everybody just a troublemaker.
Everybody, Lord. We are, and we tend to get sidetracked within 5 minutes of saying, "Welcome to the Gathering of Old Men." The
Hey.
podcast goes that way every week.
And just listen. Sometimes you got to be honest about stuff. I know who I am. I'm honest about who I am. That's
You
why
sure
I
about
do.
that?
When them
Wait a
kids
minute,
are
wait a
putting
minute.
them lights up.
Sure. So if that blonde lady not in the house, that means that you doing some bald-headed ho shit right now.
No, she know.
Oh
She know. She
my
taking me
God.
for her.
Did you just say that on the
She
podcast?
taking me for hair. Lord Jesus.
Yeah. She got a hair
She
appointment
definitely
at 8 o'clock.
occupied there.
Yes, I did.
I do.
Do
It's
you
been a long time since you said it.
understand? She sent me a disrespectful text message early in the morning. Just disrespect. And because my team ain't win, I couldn't really say much.
Yeah.
So all I could tell her was leave me alone by her rag.
Leave me alone. You probably saw like that said it.
Anyway.
Randy, so I came out a winner this weekend. I came out a winner this weekend, you know.
Yeah.
How about the Cowboys?
I almost came out a winner.
They tried to give me a heart attack on Sunday. Shit.
I thought my guys was gonna pull it off. I really did. I was like, okay.
They tried to give me a heart attack on Sunday, man. I was like, you know what?
You know what? I'm getting mad already because the beginning of the game, this fool threw a Keystone Cops interception.
You should look at it this way. It could only go up. Because that was the first play. No, that was the first play. It only can get better. That's how you should have looked at it.
You got a point. Yeah. You got a point.
Well, it was supposed to get better. But Gino said, hold my beer.
Yeah, he did.
You know, I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart. If I was in Orlando right now, all Molo trucks would be on blocks.
Damn. That's messed up, bro.
Tell them how you really feel.
But getting to the business. So, this weekend was FAMU's first home game. There is no place like Bragg. Apparently, Bragg was so good, it got Albany State's band in a top five ranking of HBCU bands. I ain't never, where they do
you know,
that at?
You know what? Definitely did. And it was a 22-piece band.
They got in concert formation and stayed there. It's like, this is our home.
That's what that was.
Sweat temperature game, and I was like, you know what? I know because the rain was kind of damping down on it, but I'm like, you know what? This shit fun.
I had the time of my life in the rain. You know, we don't like to get our hair wet. We don't like to be wet all together. I didn't. But it was fun in the rain. I did. Let me say this too, because I'm very critical of the Marching 100. I'm gonna give them a little props for that playing in the stands, because you know I am very critical of the 100, but they did their thing. They were in chorus with the light show. When the lights went off, then they started playing Vice Versa. Then the lights went off, then they played Ice Cream. I was like, you know what? Because I'm critical. Because we be giving Flight of the Bumblebee sometimes. But they did really good this Saturday. So I was very proud.
You know what? I am too.
Y'all better tread lightly.
I grew up with Dr. White. So I'm like, White wouldn't have played that right here. What are we doing, guys? So.
But wasn't he in the stands? Did I not see a picture of him in his neck sitting up there? He was, but he's not the ranger no more. No, he's not. But you know, you got to put on for your guy now.
You have to put on. They put on like you know when he's there because they go. They go a little bit harder.
They act like they old boss was there.
Yep.
They did good this time. I was impressed. Very good. Let's keep it up. Do it again. Okay? Do it again.
Props to the light show, because the light show interrupted my recording content. There's a video that was supposed to be 2 minutes long that's actually 1 minute and 34 seconds. Listen,
I'm just about the light show. Like, man, I'm looking on Twitter. All I see was the light show. I damn near keep looking at it. Shit, I might have had an epileptic seizure right there. Just looking at the light show. You know what, though? I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Everybody pull out their camera phones.
It was good. It was really good. They did good.
Shout out to Brittany. Shout out to Brittany. Brittany and the team. Brittany said, give our team some props, too.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, I want to get on the show. Like, I'm trying to get on the show, so... You know, for those who are watching, for the powers that be, hey, let's get on the show. That's all I'm saying. Let's get on the show. But Bragg was great. Then we had the football game. And I'm not going to lie to you. The first drive of the game.
I told you what was going to happen. I told you. I said, calm down. It's a game of attrition. Calm down. And
But they got some dogs now. Not to sleep on Albany State either.
They got some dogs. The quarterback is legit. The quarterback is legit. And he's legit.
He
make all the right throws.
I
was about to say, that's the biggest thing. He makes the right decisions at the right time.
They have a wide receiver that can go get it.
Yeah, they do.
That can go get it. And we can no longer say, oh, this is just a D2 squad. When I'm looking at their roster, oh, look, is this FBS player here? Is this FBS player here? It's all these FCS players. They ain't just D2 no more. The transfer portal has changed all of that.
That's true.
They was picked to win the SIAC this year.
They will. They look good.
I don't know because
we're gonna get to that game later.
I think they will. Who else gonna beat them? Clark.
We got Clark.
I don't think it's their year this year. Edward Waters gonna run it, but not this year. I don't think that's just me. That's my personal opinion. They're gonna be good, but I don't think this year they're gonna get it. I'm telling you, I think Albany State gonna get it. Clark, I love Teddy Keaton. But anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Troy. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what just happened. But anyway. So the first drive happened, they scored a touchdown. I at that point am a little concerned, but not too much. And then our first drive is not impressive.
Mm-hmm. I showed up concerned. I ain't even gonna lie. That was concerned. I'm still a little bit concerned, but hey.
But let me tell you about Troy, right? Troy be trying to be positive and look at all the positive after the game is over.
We know.
During the game, it ain't none of that. Hey, my whole thing is I don't ever question the players. It's always the coaches for me. That particular game, I was doing some cussing.
I'm just saying. You really got to.
I was sitting right in front of
some Albany State fans, like right in front of them.
Me too.
And I would get excited.
Oh, I did you one better, Jamal. Yeah. We went over there to their little cheering section when they scored their second touchdown. They was what was the chant, Troy? Something about y'all ain't shit or something. They was chanting this.
I know.
The whole band student section was chanting this. I say, wait a minute. Now y'all got to remember where y'all at. And then about a quarter later, they over there sitting in there like they got church fans.
Security.
It was quiet.
Yes.
I was sitting with Cozy's parents, who are Albany State grads. Okay?
That's who that was? Oh, yes. That no. Crazy. Okay.
Okay. Those were Cozy's parents. And baby, I was still talking crazy. So let me ask you this, Troy. You said you was cussing. Why was you cussing, Troy? They cut you off. Why was you cussing?
Because when I was in high school, I played wide receiver for a man who, if it touched any parts of your hand, you're supposed to catch it.
Now, we got some good receivers. Maybe Cozy shouldn't put in, like, Independence Day or, you know, a movie before the game so they get them that popcorn butter on their damn hands. Because, like, that one touchdown that, I forget.
Look at Troy.
I ain't got no disclaimer on this platform. Oh, my God.
It was Will.
He couldn't have walked out there and put the ball in his hand.
He was wide open.
He couldn't. That
oh,
was a
my
dime.
Gosh.
That, he put it on the dime. On the dime. Right? On the money. It was a dot.
Like, by himself.
And he dropped it. It was a touchdown. He had beat the DB. I was standing there watching, and he knew it. It was a couple times, couple of them
not,
like that. I
not
just,
to pile on them, but they, like, this is...
Disparaging.
This is big boy football. Like, this, you can't have those type of mistakes. Like, we were playing Albany State, and they should have won that game. But the next game, we got what? Right. Alabama State? You can't have them.
Right.
You can't have them miscues.
Alabama State. Mm-hmm.
No. Before you get that, Marlo, I'm just going to say this, and I don't care who like it, who don't like it. I don't want nobody but Thad and Bo touching the football.
He did.
That's it.
Wilcher made up for it now.
If you can't get
you
4 yards of carry, you don't touch the ball. Did you see Haley Stanton? Mm.
I told you, Ashley. I told you.
If it ain't Bo or Thad, I don't. And listen, we got a great bunch of running backs. Don't get me wrong.
A stable.
But production matters. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're going to put them in to give Thad and Bo a breather. But other than that, no.
How many yards of carry did Thad get?
I think he
Bo
ended up
playing
with,
all.
I think he ended the game with like 5.1.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Was it 5.1 a carry?
I'm not going to go check.
But at one point, I think it was 7.1 yards a carry.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like,
why y'all abandoned it? It works. What are y'all doing?
It was working. I don't know. But, you know. So let me ask you this, because I in these Twitter and Facebook streets, a lot of mm-hmm. people were saying that they didn't like the play calling, right? What were your thoughts? Because thank you. I went back and watched the game, because I felt like it was even during the game. I went back and watched the game. That man was dialing it up. They were wide open.
Wide.
That's what you were. Receivers were wide open. You can't help that. So then somebody said that it was predictable. I don't care how predictable it was. Was it working? They were marching down the field every drive. Now, our red zone offense, you know, sometimes whatever. But he was getting them down the field. Now, if your receivers are dropping passes, that ain't on the coach, the play calling. That ain't on the play calling. But they were wide open. Wide he was open. Dialing it up.
Like, I don't know.
What was our third down conversion? Because I felt like it had to be really good, because we were converting
third down conversion. Y'all was 9-14 for third down efficiency on offense.
See?
Stop talking about offense.
But the defense gave up six of 11 for third down defense against Albany State. So,
three of them was on the first drive.
Yeah.
Literally. Right.
No,
but,
lie.
All
the first half, and then we
kind of
got together.
People, but here's the thing, though. If people are complaining about the play, if the people are complaining about the play caller was even because you had 36 passes to 34 rushes.
I know.
The play caller was good. It's just the fact that to me,
if you play
a team like that, I'm running the ball all day, every day. Like, you got to run the ball because you can't have two points. Listen, you got to run the ball.
You have 2.6 yards because other people touching the ball. I'm letting them touch the ball.
Now, here you go, Troy. Now, Troy, your Achilles heel for the last 3 years, actually four, has been running the ball. Ever since, what's my guy named? Bishop Bonnet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since he left, it's been hard for y'all to run the ball.
True.
From the beginning of the season to now, look at Thad's yards per carry.
Facts.
We got all these.
He averaged 5 yards per carry on Saturday.
Because we were having an issue throwing the ball, they were loading the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially during at that Howard game.
Oh, they were loading the box.
They didn't, because they knew. And wouldn't you? They already knew what the time it was.
So you had to take what you were given, right?
Right. So, but this game was a little different. And I think that's why it was that whole run, run, pass, because the expectation was that we weren't going to be able to pass. So people were, they were loading the box. But then, you know, they start to see that we could pass. And so, but anyway, you know.
Listen.
Go ahead.
I'm again.
Sometimes I got to watch what I say.
After I watched the game, everybody that was complaining during the game shouldn't be complaining.
Mm-mm.
Because it was bombs over Baghdad, like we was in Billy Joe era,
and that's who we are.
That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Like, we don't play Canada junior football. Let Jackson do that. Let North Carolina Central do that.
I'm crying.
That's not a shot. That's not what we do.
That's not what I'm saying.
In our dominant years, we are wide receiver and quarterback.
Pass heavy.
So
just who we are.
All the like, Billy Joe came from a option offense before he got to FAMU. He got to FAMU and went, you know what? I got athletes.
Yeah,
we got too many athletes to be having everybody, and you still got to be balanced. Don't get me wrong, but everybody ain't got to run the ball,
right?
And we got some. Look, I know we got some speed in the backfield. My problem with the speed in the backfield is he fall down too much. When he get a little bit stronger, he gonna be different. I'm expecting Bo to be different, but you got that, and you got receivers. And I'm glad they ran after the game. I ain't even mad at that. Normally, I would be mad at something like that. I'm glad they ran after the game. You embarrassed your coach.
What?
You wait all year. They give you the perfect play call, and you drop the ball.
And the passes were perfect. But for the most part, the passes was on the money.
He put it on both QBs.
It's not even from both. It wasn't even
from both. From both.
They both.
Jetway had a lot more yards than that boy. I'm telling you, if they catch a lot more of that stuff, this boy RJ has at least
800. He should be close to 800 yards.
He should be close to 800 yards on the season. He had six something.
Mm-hmm.
He should be at almost 800 yards. They catch some balls.
He got 400 yards and drops, and just and drops.
That's the.
And he was the and everybody wants to have. There are people who wants to have this quarterback controversy type situation. There is no controversy. You have two quarterbacks.
It's not a controversy at all.
Very capable.
Hands of the snake.
Yeah.
What got you in trouble at Prairie?
Colton was telling you, don't worry about the quarterback situation in the conference call.
In the conference call, I said,
I know you said don't ask me about the quarterbacks, but I feel like you got two heads of the snake. Sure y'all are about the
quarterback. Doc, you got to remember, we are the same fan base that went 9-2 for 2 years and still was cussing our coach out about his choice at quarterback.
And winning. Every week, that man was winning. And he had to hear it.
Every week. The year before that, he went 9-2. The year before that, he went 9-2. And we were cussing him out every week about his quarterback choice.
Okay, but we just going on.
That's who we are. Listen. That is who we are.
Listen, the best way I can explain it.
I'm forgetting about the Moosa years.
Yeah. That man had to have a whole campaign for Moosa.
Yeah.
This is why it is absolutely insane that people are panicking over the quarterback situation.
I think at this point, no one should be concerned about it. I know what they should be concerned. I just got to watch what I say, but it's not the quarterback room.
Right, as it pertains to, or the issue as it pertains to the quarterback is not about, you know, him picking the right one. We need to be concerned about retention. Well, that's all I'm going to leave that at. Because you got two viable, very capable ones in your room.
You got to do your Urban Meyer to make sure Tebow don't leave. You just do your Urban Meyer. But don't do the other Urban Meyer stuff. Because then I have to be the bad guy in the press conference. Don't do the other Urban Meyer stuff. But do your Urban Meyer. Make sure Tebow don't leave. And, you know, matter of fact, screw that. Just don't even worry about the boot skins. Just make sure everybody is tapping in a lot.
Playing two quarterbacks is a bad thing if they both are productive. So I think that's just iron sharpening iron, because in the post game press conference, Cozy said they both are locked in. They both are ready to go at the word go. And you can't ask for no better situation as a head coach. Like, you could put them out there and have the full playbook for both of them.
But here's another thing, too. So here's the other thing, too, when you playing dual quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? It's good to do it for the first two or three games right now. And then by the fourth game, you already know who your dude is. Like, you should know who your guy is.
He's always been his guy. It's RJ. But I don't see, here's my thing, is I don't see a problem playing them both.
Kind of like a package thing. Or,
yeah. Package for him. 100%. Because what I do respect about this particular scenario is that what happened at PV for us last year won't happen to us again. Because we have two able, capable quarterbacks.
And we have the future coming behind us.
Absolutely.
And that's in the room. So it's not something that's not somebody that we got to go find. It's in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Hey,
okay.
It was an enjoyable weekend. Unfortunately, me and Marlo didn't get a chance to tailgate, but based on our comrade from St. Pete, maybe I'm just saying tailgate. I don't know.
The libations must have been flowing.
An enjoyable,
because we ran into a couple folks that, you know, they were smiling a little bit heavier than they normally are. They were shining. They had that alcohol sweat glow.
But
that's what he had.
Troy, they getting carried away. Troy, reel him in, Troy.
Well, then they know I ain't lying.
Anybody at the game know who he was talking about.
They saw it.
Before we move on, I just want to say, the people from where I'm from know how to hold their liquor and can drink all day. I know a dude who was at homecoming who drank 18 ounces of gin and juice and ice during homecoming. That's all I'm going to say.
And his liver ain't gone?
Yeah.
Nope. I am well. I was built in the 90s.
Well, we all were built in the 80s and the 90s.
No.
I'm trying to figure out why people laughing at me. I wasn't stumbling around the yard.
It's homecoming. Like, when I was drinking, I was drinking at homecoming. And that's, I ain't going to say no more. I ain't going to say. But I enjoyed myself. That's why you got to surround yourself. You got to surround yourself with a good support system.
What's next?
And sometimes you might need some support. Like getting back to the house. And, yeah.
What are you talking about? We used to leave JD at his door and go back to the moon. What are we doing?
I use I statement.
So first up, you know what? Let's move along. Let's move along. We was involved in the entire debauchery. You know what? Anyway, so we saw Coach Ward. We saw Coach Ward in the game. I will be sending him an email. He was rather shocked that he didn't get our request for him to come on the podcast. So I'll be sending our request to get him on the podcast. That's what, you know what? Sometimes good people, just good people. And Coach Ward is just good people.
Mm-hmm. He is.
And he good old school type people. So I'm cool with that. I'm definitely cool with that. Cause I was concerned. Cause I was like, you know, we cleaned up our act. We don't act the way I used to. I don't show out about Florida State. No, like,
cleaned up your act.
Oh, shit.
That was a good one, boy. That was a good one.
That's just like you, wait a minute, Marlo. That's just like you saying, this is like you giving good praise to Bethune Cookman.
I'm a chill this week.
For you Wildcats.
Not a word. I'm we are chill. Waiting on our request. But not Bryce, a word about them people.
If you listening and you
shout
don't
out to Young Bryce.
Approve us.
Shout out to Young Bryce.
I'm way y'all ass out. I'ma go to the game. I'm gonna buy a ticket to go there. Oh, all right.
Y'all really stressing Troy out right now.
Next.
Troy trying to get on the sideline.
Troy trying to be nice.
Check.
Them people mother. Already don't want to buy me no check soda no more.
No.
Like, I'm just really.
That's Winn-Dixie. And they done closed down 70% of these stores.
That's Winn-Dixie.
He's still up here champing in chick soda. I'll tell you, I'm trying not to say nothing. You just loading the gun, and here you go.
I never turned down a
chick
soda.
Ever and always.
A peach. A peach check?
Yeah.
Never.
And they got them with zero sugar.
I'm never too good for a peach check.
Because they don't have no ice box or no refrigerator
at the
concession stand.
See, he tried. Here you go. No, see?
It's coming
funny.
Out the cooler.
No,
I just want y'all to know. It is definitely coming out the cooler.
It is when the mountain roar.
What's the really what it was. It's that real
cream
nice,
soda
because you know, it's coming out because they don't have.
They
I have not. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I have not seen Winn-Dixie since the early 90s in Dallas.
Yeah,
that's how long it's been since they left.
Got them in Florida.
Miami got them. Steve.
They all up and down Florida. You know what? They all over Florida.
No.
Not in Georgia. We don't have
mirrors.
I live in Illinois. We don't have
mirrors. You know what? I need to apologize because every time I see Tashe, I always ask her about the party.
Whoa.
We having it.
Party.
I just be wanting to make sure because I need to know what I need to bring.
Nothing. For the Founders Day.
Oh, we got a party?
The Founders Day Classic.
Oh, I'm
Mississippi Valley.
I'm pulling up.
In Atlanta.
That's the weekend yeah. before my
oh,
birthday.
I'm pulling up.
90s house party.
Yeah. Like,
if I'm having a house party.
Say less.
That's
I'll
the weekend before
Thursday.
My birthday.
Yeah, you got to pull up.
You laughing. I'm so serious. So, I can pregame.
Saturday night. Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday night.
Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Let me call my mom and see if she want to go to Atlanta. Because she sure was down to go with me to Mississippi like 2 weeks ago. Tried to cuss out my SID. Like, he ain't got no other damn sideline passes up in here. Mom, I'm trying to do a job, dog. Come on. Luckily, she was on the sideline.
You know, I should be nice to Trav, but
no, don't do my SID like that, man.
Trav left my email on red. He's starting to act like Josh.
What?
Trav put us in the press box.
He did.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. Let me file off an email.
Hey, do not fuel the fire.
Oh, you was at the game last year, right?
Sure
yeah.
was.
I was on the damn field talking to y'all.
They tried to put us in the press box. We too rowdy uh-uh. for that.
These young ladies
we went and bought a ticket.
Told me they could not be in the press box because they had to go coach.
That is hilarious.
We got the coach. We ain't got time to be in the press.
Some people say that, but you don't see it until you see it in live and in living color. Then you believe it. And now I believe it.
I seen AD Suggs out there on the sideline where I was taking pictures at, and she was damn near trying to coach the team from where I was at.
Damn.
It'd be like that. They be
I'm 10
coach.
Times worse than her. 10
yeah.
times
yeah.
worse.
And we have to get the crowd rowdy.
Oh, no. She was giving them the business out there. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
no, and I was daddy. In front of his daddy and his mama.
Yeah.
I was sitting by Cozy's daddy and mama.
Oh, shit. My bad.
I don't judge. Listen, back in the day, I used to go to the Florida State games. And one particular game, I decided to let my views on Thad Busby be known real loud in the stadium. We used to have these things called FSU ambassadors. And if you're a special person, they would kind of guide you around the campus. Well, on that particular day, there were two ambassadors sitting in front of me. Thad Busby turns around and throw two touchdowns. This lady stands up and says, "Now have more faith than my nephew," and then sat back down.
Ooh. You're that guy for context.
Now for context, at that time, he was the only quarterback that had lost to Florida twice that I had beef with. Because one of them was a national championship game. But other than that, Thad was cool. He was a really good quarterback. He just had a problem when it came to the Bootskins. So I understand. I definitely understand. That's why I try not to judge nobody, because I know me. I ain't like other people on this podcast who be trying to play innocent.
Who?
That be you. Why you lying?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Marlo.
I don't try to be innocent for nothing.
Bro, you said you was going to go get the Marching 100, the Marching 3rd at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, dog. You be quiet.
You told Jerry Jones to dig his dead mama.
And I'm still going to tell him, dig his mama up so we can go and bury him.
Mm-mm. Wait. Ooh-wee. Again, it's somebody. It's somebody.